Let me ask you this question.
Yes.
What did he do to keep you, because yeah, you were skeptical, yes, but he still managed to keep you in a place where you could keep going.
I can tell you.
To be
you right
where
now.
You are right now. What did he do so that the men out here can understand if you have a spouse that's not, maybe doesn't sound so supportive or they're skeptical, what is it that Alex did that someone can, you know, can emulate and say, do that?
Number one skill he showed me, it was his dedication. His dedication on learning this business. He worked full-time job from 10 a.m. until 7 p.m. He would come home, have a dinner, leave home, and go to the car to work, because we live in an apartment. We have a 1,200 square feet two-bedroom apartment. We didn't have an office. So he would go to the car and work from the car. He would have his conference calls, webinars or whatnot. Everything was done from the car. So he saw dedication just to learning this business. Only that showed me and proved me that he is serious. He's that serious. He wants to get out of this 9-to-5 job.
Right.
Not only that, number two factor played a huge role in my vision and belief was when we started to get paid.
Of course.
That's easy. That was easy,
right?
Once, you know, like...
Show me the money.
Right. When my position was eliminated and I was already staying home, and I'm seeing these deposits, like sometimes there would be like $1,000 deposit. Sometimes it would be a $3,000 deposit. And I'm not talking about deposit a month. I'm talking about on a weekly basis.
The week. Like,
and my light bulb went off like, ka-ching! You know? So,
The people listening right now will be like, yeah, my light bulb will go off too. But let's slow down a little bit, right? So, before you can be dedicated, let me just share this with the audience. Before you can say, I'm dedicated, you have to be committed. You have to say, I'm planting my flags. And this is it. And sometimes when your spouse, the loved ones that you can't really get rid of, there are some that you don't need to, be around. You need to just not be around them. But you cannot do that with your spouse. Your spouse lives in your house. There are some people like that will be in your nose like that. And you have to, just deal with them. But the number one thing is the fact that he's showing that he's dedicated to the process, because when you do that, that's almost like you selling the journey. You sell the journey to your spouse. If they're sold that I can't, like, I'm not going to do anything. Alex is going to keep doing this thing. They will start bothering you to a certain level. You know, once in a while, they may get ticked off if they see like a big hole of an investment in the account. They may get ticked off, but because they love you, because that's the only reason why you live together in the first place, right?
That's right.
You have to pretty much be patient through the process when they get ticked off a little bit, but just realize that they are kind of sold that you're not going to leave. And, you know, but ultimately, to your credit, let's not forget, you were supportive. Because you could say, honey, why are you doing that? But you were supportive ultimately. But because you're not all the way in there, you may get ticked off every now and then. But good one. And thank you, because I have a beautiful wife here too who is very supportive from day one. Through all the struggles, through all the ups and downs, you know, high, low, high.
That's right.
Low, highs and lows when you're trying to figure this thing called entrepreneurship out. Hey, my friend, did you like that video? I just need help from you. Can you help me? It's just one click. Just click on that subscribe button right now. It should be under this video if you're on a mobile phone, or it should be towards your left if you're on a computer. Just click on the subscribe. It's just one click. Can you do me that favor? Actually, you will get notified every single time I release a valuable video like this. I will see you on the next one, and peace.